This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand and clear the road. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always this stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Maybe. Kind of, sort of. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, being part of the conversation, not being part of the conversation, whatever you choose. Did you have a good weekend, everybody? I kind of did. I got a boo-boo. But I took my darn finger off. And it wasn't like I was doing Italian dish, right? You know, at least if I cut it while I was chopping onion or
what? Peppers and onion.
No, it's peppers. That's different. Peppers are like everybody's meal. I mean, if I was doing garlic, I would have been happier. Onions, yeah, that's another one too. You're right. And Bob took it off. See? Now you can't see it. And I ain't taking the Band-Aid off because I don't want Tammy to pass out, and I don't want to see it. So works out well for everybody. Anyway, I am Joe Messina. I know, stupid little things. Head over to the website, realside.com. You can watch live. You can listen live. You can take the poll. There's a gazillion things that you can do over there. And being involved in a conversation is always nice. So if you go over to the website, we have a live chat room there. And you can talk to other people smarter than I am, I'm sure. I am sure, because I know who's in there. And then again, you could always, what is that, a Facebook feed? You can always go up to the Facebook feed, a live chat room going on there as well, and you can have some fun with them. You know who's on with me later on, right? Kimberly Marin is going to join me like she does all the time, and I do so much appreciate the time that she spends with me on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting. And you know what? She is totally engaged, involved in all of in our conversation and what's going on. And I always appreciate the I won't say the spin, but I always appreciate the way she comes at things. You know, these poor people in Chicago, I mean sincerely, they just can't win. Right? I mean it never stops. They just can't catch themselves a break. And from Friday night to Sunday night, 46 more people were shot in Chicago. I mean, this is like one of those things at the carnivals, right? Shooting range, shooting gallery, is that what they call them? Shooting gallery. It's, my God, it's like having a shooting gallery. And where is Rahm Emanuel with all this? Right? Why isn't he there? Man, I'll tell you what. You want to show you in solidarity with those people? Head over to those neighborhoods and hang out in the streets with them. Let's see how that works out for you, right? Probably not at all. You're probably, no, I don't do that. Seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. 46 people. President Donald Trump, has agreed to send, the National Guard in there, should they need him? But they don't want it to look like a militant establishment. They don't want to make it look too military. No, they much prefer that it look like, a slaughterhouse with bodies laying all over the place. That's much more natural, apparently, than having soldiers walking the streets. The shootings add to another weekend of violence in the Windy City, which has been ravaged by gun violence since the beginning of 2018. On Saturday, three people were shot during a back-to-school peace picnic. I can't have that. See, that stopped it right there. The violence began after the group of men showed up to the event and started fighting. The Sun-Times reported that a three-year-old boy was shot in the left shin. Three-year-old kid playing in a park. How does that happen? The demonstrators took to the streets of Chicago earlier this month to call for the resignation of the city mayor, Rahm Emanuel, as well as he should. He should. Got to go. Get out of there. You're not doing anything for those people anyway. They blasted his administration for failing to curb the city's gun violence epidemic. More than 1,600 people have been shot in Chicago this year alone. Right? I mean, it doesn't stop. And you know what? He wants to turn it into a Trump-free zone. How about this? Don't go with a gun-free zone. Don't go with a Trump-free... How about a shot-free zone? How about one of those? Wouldn't that be nice? Let me see if I get enough time to play this. I might be able to pull this off. This is people in Chicago talking about the so-called gun problem in Chicago. Come on. Give me some...
Barack Obama. He's doing that.
Don't you love when this happens? Anyway, I'll play it afterward, because it ain't going to play now. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Look, there was a person that went on the street there in Chicago, and they did a whole, you know, they interviewed people on the street. Why do you think this is happening? What do you think is going on? And you'd be surprised at who they blame it on, because they ain't blaming it on Trump, and they ain't even blaming it on guns. Right? They want Rahm Emanuel replaced, period. I think it's a wonderful idea myself. But I don't think it's going to happen. Because I never see them change anything. They never fix this stuff. You know, I can't imagine the frustration. I can't imagine the tears. I can't imagine the heartache of those moms and dads, of those parents that have lost the kids. I mean, three-year-old kids. I tell you what, I know it's not easy to get out of there. But man, if my three-year-old son, daughter got shot in the shin, I would be out of there yesterday. Seriously, gone. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Guess what? Kimberly Moran's going to join me after the break. And I am almost positive, because she always is, she is wound up tighter than a clock. You know, we used to wind clock. We don't anymore. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be right back. Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get their free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Let's talk tough. Let's talk comfort. Let's talk about down-home value. Made in the USA blue jeans, like you wore as a kid. Remember?
There's a place down in Tennessee where they make blue diamond gusset jeans. They sew pride in every stitch. Guarantee you love the way they fit. They put a diamond gusset in the crotch where you need it most. Blue Diamond Gussets got it, others don't.
We're good. good old-fashioned comfort, get Diamond Gusset Jeans. Every stitch guaranteed. And our Defender motorcycle jean comes Kevlar reinforced. See them at GUSSET.com, that's Gusset.com, or call 888-848-7738. That's 888-848-7738. Diamond Gusset Jeans got it. Others don't.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
This is Jessica Armand, creator of the fluoride-free oral care brand, My Magic Mud. You're going to love our new products. Our cutting-edge oral rinses deeply soothe your mouth and fight cavities naturally. Our breath spray, My Magic Mist, will invigorate your senses with essential oils of peppermint and eucalyptus. Our clinically proven toothpaste and tooth powders whiten your teeth and detoxify your mouth. Buy discounted bundles direct at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off with coupon code GCN10. MyMagicMud.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I married your mother because I wanted children. Imagine my disappointment when you arrived.
I'm Joe Vasini, your host. Listen to Real Time on GCN Live. I don't want to know. Better off that way. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855. We've been married almost 20 years. I'm just finding this out.
Tammy was a headbanger?
You're listening to Real Side of GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Since I've already lost control, I might as well just bring her on. Kimberly Marino, she does every week. Always a pleasure to have her with me. And got crazy stuff going on in the news today. How you doing, Kimberly?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm alive. I figure that's a starting point. Always a good place to start.
That's true. You woke up this morning.
Yeah. Well, for some people don't find that very happy, but you know, for others, it's my mother likes it. That's all that matters. But all right. So first, I mean, we're getting into it now. Now we're when we round the corner for Labor Day, this thing's gonna take off like a rocket with everything going on in the races all across the country. And I sat and talked to a Dem today who's very involved in their party, very involved in party politics, and she also agreed the Dems have no message. Have you heard anything? Have you heard anything that's made you go, wow, okay, they hit a nerve there. They could win with that.
No, you know what's funny is I actually just mentioned this today. I'm like, Trump has been in office almost 2 years. I would have thought that the Trump derangement syndrome would have died down a little. They would have collectively gotten their acts together to actually give a reason for people to vote for Democrats over Republicans. But they haven't. And that's what I don't get. Like, what is their message? Oh, we got to raise taxes because only the wealthy got tax cuts, even though most people got tax cuts. They, for some reason, don't think that we see our paychecks. Or that regular people don't realize that they actually kept more of their money. Yes, it may not be a lot of money to Democrats, but it's money in the pocket that people got to keep thanks to Trump's tax cuts. So people are seeing that. That's an actual physical thing they're seeing.
Well, that's because they're too stupid to know better. I mean, really, it's not really more money in your paycheck. It just feels that way because your stomach is fuller because there was more money in your paycheck.
I mean, keeping more of our own money, what a concept, right? But so I don't get where they're coming from, to be honest with you. They're still pushing, you know, over illegal aliens, over regular American citizens and legal immigrants. I don't understand what their game is. Now they're pushing gun control everywhere because they're blaming all law-abiding gun owners for the actions of psychopaths. I mean,
Wait a minute. The first problem you have is you think that it's a game. It's not. This is reality for them. They really believe this is how it works.
I know. That's the disturbing part. That's why I don't get it. Like, is there not any reasonable Democrats running for office anymore? I know that there's reasonable Democrat voters and people out there. I know some of them. But what happened to the reasonable Democrats in the actual party who run for office? It seems everybody they have running is an extreme left winger and pushing crazy ideas, you know, increasing spending, increasing taxes, or for some reason they think they can increase spending and not increase taxes to pay for it. I don't understand that concept because I know how to do math.
If you're going to bring logic to the game, they're not going to play anymore. You know that.
Oh, God, no. But they used to just tell people one thing and do another, right? So they used to lie to people about their platform, but now they come out and tell people the truth, and it's kind of horrifying.
Well, I think because they believe it, they don't hide it anymore because they really believe what they're saying to be truth. They really believe what they're saying is what the rest of the country wants. You know, when you hear people like Whoopi Goldberg, you know, say, well, the whole country is disappointed in Trump and they don't want him anymore and they never want them to begin with. You're going, really? They never want them to? Then how did he get in? Did he steal the office?
So many of the things I see are just, I look at it and like shake my head. And, you know, I told you my can't even button broke a long time ago. But I just don't understand what their strategy is. Now, I realize they're throwing a ton of money at all these races, and they'll be able to buy some elections, but that's not going to last, and they can't buy every election.
No.
They just
can't. They don't
have
the money. Yep.
No, well, it's not just that, but, you know, I'm thinking more along the lines of local elections. You have a lot of grassroots people who know what's going on. You know, it doesn't matter how much money you throw at a race. Sometimes the grassroots actually is able to overcome that, even though they don't have the money. I mean, I can see Democrats spending 10-1 over Republicans in this election because that's how much money they have from massive super PACs all over the country. That are, you know, left-wing. I mean, I can't even tell you how many billionaire, millionaire, anti-freedom, anti-Second Amendment, anti-voter ID people are spending money in New Hampshire. This little tiny state, little teeny tiny state, right? 1.3 million people. I can name multiple billionaires and millionaires on the left that are spending tons of money here to pass ridiculous legislation or elect ridiculous candidates to take over the state and have it be turn totally blue like Massachusetts.
Oh, my home state, it just kind of like dribbled away to nothing, right? So I'm going to switch gears on you just a little bit here. You've heard all the dust up about Giuliani saying truth is not truth. And when you start looking at all these headlines, right, the CNN says Giuliani tries to clarify truth isn't truth comment. New York Magazine says Giuliani goes full Orwell, truth is not truth. And the BBC says Trump lawyer Rudy Giuliani defends truth isn't truth remark. Well, you know, here's the thing. When I heard it at first, I'm thinking to myself, okay, I would come up with a comment like that. I know exactly what he means. You and I could both look at the same exact thing, right? And my truth is the what's in that glass, and your truth is the what's in that glass. It's two different things.
Yep.
That's how I saw it. All right? Poor choice of words? Right. And how often are the other side, because they get mad when I say Obama, so the other side, how many times did they have a poor choice of words, like if you want to keep your doctor. I don't know, along those lines. You know what I'm saying?
57 states. I mean, come on. People make mistakes. People make mistakes when they're speaking. It's worse when they're speaking in public or in an interview so that it's captured. But that happens.
Yeah.
And I don't think he meant anything malintentioned with it. You know what I mean?
They're trying to make him look like an idiot. They're trying to make him look like he's like brain dead, and you're going, that's not it at all. He just, poor choice of words, but I knew exactly what he meant.
Right. But they don't care about that.
No. I'm Joe Bastien, your host. This is The Real Side. Kimberly Moran locked in a secret room somewhere on the East Coast. We'll be back. Have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of The Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
Pro Pure Gravity Water Filters. Most tested, most trusted. The Pro One G2.0 All-in-One Filter by Pro Pure removes and reduces up to 200-plus contaminants, including fluoride, lead, and more. There's no priming required, no add-on filter needed for fluoride reduction, and it's totally reusable. There's a size to fit most competitive brands of gravity water filter systems. Pro Pure Water Filters. When you don't know what's in your water, visit an authorized Pro Pure dealer or ProPureUSA.com.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
With USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky. President Trump welcomes ICE agents to the White House. USA Radio's Tim Berg with the story.
At the White House, President Trump hosted CBP and ICE agents, recognizing them for their dangerous work and what they do to keep our borders safe. National Border Patrol Council President Brandon Judd on why President Trump is the man to fix our immigration system.
Most everything that he's done as far as immigration goes is effective. What he's doing is he's shining a spotlight on the problem problem. And until we solve that problem, we're going to continue to discuss this issue. Illegal immigration continues to rage. The amount of drugs across the border continues to flow across in almost unfettered. You know, in my 21-year career as a Border Patrol agent, I can tell you that we discuss this issue year in and year out, but we finally have a president that is actually trying to do something about it.
This is USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you, we'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now, it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
But after dinner, don't put any of those old cheap moves on me.
No.
It's different.
I have all new cheap moves.
I'll give you a minute to cha-cha across the floor. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You can send me an email, joe@therealside.com, joe@therealside.com. Head over to the website, therealside.com. You can watch live, listen live, take the poll, buy the book, buy the cup. The Broadway play is not set yet, like Xander's is. But anyway, I always appreciate the time you spend with me. Well, he said he's going to have one eventually, right? I mean, can you imagine what that would be like? Never mind. Okay. What's that? Mine would be even funnier. Anyhow. All right, you heard that. Kimberly Marin is joining me, as she does every week, to kind of get things rolling. We try to get it under each other's skin. It doesn't always work out that way. But Kimberly, thanks for being with me.
Thanks for having me.
You know, during the week, I should save these stories, but I come across stories all the time about what's going on in New Hampshire with the political atmosphere and people flocking there to get money, to get votes, to test the water. Why do they test the water in New Hampshire? I mean, you guys aren't like everybody in the country. My God, you're 180 degrees from the people in California.
I think it's because we are a majority independents. So there's this split. There's independents make up or undeclareds. We don't really. It's not independent. Make up a bigger majority than Democrats or Republicans individually. So there are more independents than there are Republicans. There are more independents than there are Democrats. Eventually, it'll probably be more independents than both put together. And it's getting close. But I think that's why, because I don't know why else we're on the East Coast. I would never use any East Coast states or West Coast states to be an example of what the rest of the country in the middle is thinking, ever.
Right.
Ever. And I say that having visited states across the country and having lived here my entire life. So I would not. We are definitely different on the East Coast, just like you guys are different on the West Coast.
Oh, yeah.
You know, than everybody else in between, usually.
East Coast girls wear high heels and bikinis to the beach, where West Coast girls wear flip-flops and bikinis to the beach. Have you seen the pictures? Anyway.
No. I don't even know what you're talking about.
Somebody sent me a meme with that one day. They said, look at the difference between this. And they had a bunch of girls that were standing at the beach, and they had high heels on. and bikinis. I'm going, I don't remember that. I remember the Joe and Nemo's hot dogs. I remember them being at the Joe and Nemo hot dog stand, but I never remember them at the beach like that.
I don't think I've ever seen that.
Wow. All right, hey, listen, let's switch gears because I want to know what your thought is on this one. Hey, Cuomo came out and said that America was never that great. Now, they try to walk it back, but I put together his speech last week and I played it. I don't have it up right now, but it's exactly what he said. How do you walk back? I mean, Barney Frank tried to do the same thing and a few others. It's like, it's right here on video. It's the exact words you said. How do you walk it back? Now, they're trying to make excuses for him, yet with the Rudy Giuliani thing, right? No, that's exactly what he meant. So if you're on the right, no matter what you say, even if you misspeak, it's exactly what you meant. If you're on the left, it's never what you meant. So it's
right.
So confusing to me. But you think that hurts Cuomo? Yeah, Cuomo, they were looking at him as the next presidential candidate. Is he done?
Oh, God, no. No.
He would
never. No. Please, no more people from New York, please. Yeah. No offense, New Yorkers. I love New York, but no.
I mean, what about the Dems who ever come out to speak against us? Is this just kind of going to fly under the radar, not a big deal? I mean, come on. This has got to hurt somebody somewhere. It has to. I demand it.
Well, it's just another example of some of the things that Democrats are saying that makes people think, like, what are you talking about? Well, America was never great. You didn't actually get any tax cuts, though, just crumbs. You know, illegal aliens are more important than Americans. It goes on and on and on. So all they need is sound bites like from that socialist Democrat from New York, Ocasio-Cortez or whatever. You just need a sound bite of what these people are saying. And if people hear that they're thinking, what is wrong with you people? Regular voter. I mean, I'm talking from an independent voter standpoint because I've been a lifelong independent. Not a lot of independent. Most independents that I knew back then were just, they voted and everything and paid attention to the news. So they might hear this. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They're not as involved as in politics usually as I am now, but I wasn't before. But I would hear the news. I would hear the news bites, and then they would either go away or some new ones would come up. So it makes you question what's going on.
It makes you
really wonder.
You got me. I mean, seriously, when I look at what's happening out there and everything, let's paint the whole broad picture. I'm reading stories for tonight, for instance, right? And you look at what's this guy, Brennan, right? He's going to sue. Where were your minds coming from? You can't sue to get your security clearance back. I mean,
I don't understand why anybody would still have security clearance if they're booted or they quit or retired.
I'm going to sue because you put me in jail for robbing the bank. I mean, this is crazy. Look, you don't have a right to the money. You don't have a right to be in there. You don't have a right to a security clearance. That's not a right. It's not an unalienable right. It's not in any one of the constitutions. It's in... Oh, God.
No, I don't... I really don't understand why you would expect to keep your security clearance after you're gone.
Because they've been allowed to do it forever, Kimberly. It's been part of the good old boys club from day one. Yeah, no problem. You can keep it.
But you know what? If they need security clearance for a new job that they want to get, they would have to get it and apply the regular way like everyone else. They shouldn't just be kept, have the same security clearance for the rest of their lives. That would be like a company giving you, an ID badge, security badge to get into the building and never taking it away, and you can still access their websites and all this other stuff. It doesn't make any sense to me, and it doesn't make sense to most people, to be honest with you.
Listen, imagine getting fired from the bank and they still let you keep your keys in the vault.
See,
this is kind of what they're saying, right? Here's the alarm code, here's the key to the front door, here's the key to the vault, please don't use it.
Well, the thing is, when you leave your job, whether you're fired or whether you're retire or whatever, you lose that same security clearance you had as the job. And if you do want to get security clearance again because you want to get another job, you apply for it again like everybody else does for that same job.
Yep. No, you're right.
You know, because it's the government is different. You know, when you're working in the public sector, it's going to be a little bit different than the private, I would assume. I don't know. I could be wrong. But what you have access to might be different as well. So that's why the whole thing is just shady and sketchy to a lot of people. Like, how are you actually complaining about that?
Well, that's the question half a dozen times. What, you know, when you're retired, when you're out, when you're not doing anything, what could you possibly need it for? I mean, except to give information to other people or to feel like you're on the inside. I mean,
well, the concern should be, what if they still have this security clearance and they keep it for all, you know, till infinity, what do they have access to with that clearance? That's a huge issue, and that's what I don't know.
Yeah, but some of them have top secret clearance, like Brennan. There were very few things kept from him because of the levels of clearance that he had. Why did he need it? He didn't work for us anymore.
Yeah, that's what I don't understand is what they have access to. And Brennan, of all people, should not have access to anything. He probably shouldn't have had access while he was in the working in D.C. But it's kind of scary to think that some people, some really, really probably bad people, have security clearances, and God only knows what they have, you know, access to.
Yeah.
You wonder why there's all these leaks?
Well, the thing that scares me the most about those people is they feel so entitled. It's not even like it's not a humbling moment where, you know, I go, well, you know, I worked for so many years, I wouldn't do anything to hurt the country, yada yada yada, and then all of a sudden, you know, they get it. It's like, no, you owe me that. I mean, what is that all about?
Yeah, I don't understand it. I just don't understand that mentality. I guess maybe it's different if you work in the public sector. I don't know.
Good old boys club. I mean, that's really what it boils down to. It's the way these people have always been allowed to operate. They've always been allowed to have it. And that's the extent of it. It's just nuts. Mm-hmm. Anyway, we got to go for a break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. This is Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure. Don't go far. We'll be back in a few minutes with Kimberly Moran.
Hi, I'm Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, AAEM, ACAM, A4M, of NutraMedical.com, and a consultant providing email advice free on advanced protocols for your optimized wellness and advanced technologies to heal and regenerate you. You can contact us at NutraMedical.com, that's NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. You get free email starter protocols of our top medical-grade nutraceuticals, initial testing, and recommendations for your own primary doctor to do, as well as recommendations to give you an idea of a consultation and a full protocol to try to help you regenerate your tissues, heal naturally without the use of toxic polypharmacy. I can send test kits to you as well anywhere in the world and provide you recommendations for referral of specialty clinics worldwide. So contact me, Dr. Bill Deagle, at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com or 888-212-8871.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it.
Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
If you're young and healthy, you don't need life insurance, right? Yeah, that's what I used to think, too, until my brother died at 38. Joe left his wife with two kids, a mortgage, and a stack of bills she couldn't pay. Mary had to sell the house and move everybody into this tiny two-bedroom apartment just to make ends meet. I never want to do that to my wife, so I got life insurance. I called AIG Direct and was really surprised how affordable it is. Just $14 a month for $250,000 of term life coverage. Listen, if you have a family, you should seriously think about getting life insurance. You'll feel a lot better having it. Trust me.
Call AIG Direct for a free, no-obligation quote. The call takes less than 5 minutes, and you could save up to 70%. Call now. 1-800-910-7981. That's 1-800-910-7981. 1-800-910-7981.
Long-distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Get relief for your neck or back pain when you search Amazon for sunshine pillows, heating wraps, and pads, often listed as an Amazon choice.
Why take another pill?
Now, from Sunny Bay and by customer demand, we introduce our extra long neck heating wrap, a complete wrap, wide and hands-free, and brings fast relief to those who suffer from neck or back pain.
You can easily find sunshine pillows on Amazon.
Or search Amazon for our new Sunny Bay disposable heat pads. Or look for Sunny Bay heated neck wraps for relief from back pain to menstrual pain and cramps.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
See why our company, Biomed DB Design, has a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. Just go to Amazon.com and search Sunny Bay or call us 253-678-1361.
Here's how you get him. He pulls a knife, you pull a gun. He sends one of yours to the hospital, you send one of his to the morgue. That's the Chicago way.
So nuts. Anyway, how you doing, Kimberly?
I'm good. How are you?
Good. All right. So this one will get your blood pumping. Apparently, now, isn't it funny how having a voter ID, now you need an ID for so many things, but only having a voter ID disenfranchises so many people. Now, University of California, Los Angeles Research Institute says that voter ID laws discriminate against transgender voters.
What?
Do they not get licenses? So what happens when you become a transgender? They take your license away? They take all your ID. I don't understand. They go on to say the impact of law and policy on their health and well-being as well. The Institute asserts that voter ID laws could prevent at least 78,000 transgender individuals from voting in 2008 elections because transgender people who have transitioned often face challenges to obtain accurate identification. Nobody looks at whether you're male or female. They barely look at the stupid ID to begin with, don't, right? I mean, God. Yeah.
Well, I'm...
Save me.
I'm a little bit confused. Like,
See, you do what I did.
Seriously, I don't even know what to say. So, is this a matter... In California, if someone... do they have the option to have X on their ID?
We don't have voter ID here. We don't have voter ID here. So it's a line of bunk.
Oh.
Even better.
That's nice. That's why you're being run into the ground. No, I've seen this issue come up before in other states where they want to allow people to choose X as a gender, right? So male, female, or you could choose X. The problem is, what happens if that person has been disappeared? What are you going to put over for the APB? Oh, this person is, this is their name, which, you know, maybe it's just a regular generic name, right? And their gender is X. Well, who the heck are you looking for?
No. This gets better. There was one or two of the colleges that actually came out and said, for now on, the security or the campus police could no longer use the term black male or white male. So I'm thinking, okay, now you're really in trouble. We have a human X being running around the campus with a knife. That's just great, isn't it?
Wait a minute. So there could be a threat on campus, but the police, if they're warning people or trying to alert each other, aren't allowed to describe the criminal.
Be on the lookout for a 6'5" human with a knife.
Oh, my goodness. This is how dumb these laws are. This is how dumb these people are. They don't even realize the ramifications of what they're doing to the general public or even to the health of the people that they're saying, yeah, go ahead, do this.
Kimberly, they don't care. It has nothing to do with it. They just don't care. There's nothing
there. They just,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, so this is I love this stuff that you sent me because I get the biggest kick out of it. So we're going to hit the Canadian piece now, right?
Yeah, Canada. Uh-huh.
Right? So I look at this stuff and think, okay, this can't be true. This has to be fake. This has to be false, right? But Montreal now has adopted a motion calling for the ban on private ownership of handguns and assault weapons. So apparently, according to the story, I mean, they're looking for it to go nationwide. I don't understand these people. Do they have a massive, before we get into the details here, do they have a massive gun problem in Canada? I mean, is there violence through handguns and rifles out of control?
And not that I know of. They already have really strict gun control in the country, so I don't, you know, and I'm sure it's even different in each province, but I'm not sure what their point of this is. They want to be more like the UK, so then they'll eventually have to ban knives too because crime gets high, crime rate gets high, and the criminals just use a different weapon. I don't get it.
I don't join the club.
We're not getting a lot today, are we? Because it just doesn't make any sense.
No, there's no way you can have this kind of thing. Look, you get those, the nut jobs on the far left will say, hey, there's no reason for anybody to have a handgun. There's no reason for anybody to have a rifle, and especially no reason to have an assault rifle. And I was thinking something you said a long time ago. I often wanted to say to somebody, what exactly is an assault rifle? Let's break down the words, right? I mean,
right.
Heck, if I take my phone and start pounding you in the head with it, is it now an assault phone? Because that's truly, at the pure level, that's truly what assault means. You're hitting somebody. You're attacking somebody. The gun...
Well,
go ahead.
Well, and the statistics are that more people are killed by criminals using hands and fists than they are with criminals using rifles. That's an FBI statistic. So are we going to ban hands and fists now? I mean, you know,
God.
That's an assault weapon, right?
Yeah, there you go. Perfect.
Based on their standards.
So they want to do this, again, across the country at this point in time. And again, you said something during the break. You should share it now. I mean, a lot of Canada is what?
It's rural.
Yeah.
Even going to Montreal from New Hampshire, you go through Vermont, New Hampshire, whatever. You're going through beautiful farmland to get to the city. So there's a lot of it, and there's some places that are really way out there, rural. So what are those people supposed to do? There's no Mounties coming to save them. There's not they're not a phone call 10-minute drive away in some of these places. It doesn't make any sense, because if they ban firearms in hand, firearms from all civilians, those people won't be able to protect themselves, period. Not from animals that could cause issues or harm them, or from criminals. They basically set them up to be sitting ducks, and that's what the left does.
No, they do, and I agree with you. It's really funny how they find something distasteful, they find something that they don't like, and they think everybody should not like it. Everybody should not accept it, if you would. And, you know, it's like I have to explain to some of my friends on the right, the far right, not everybody thinks like you, and just because you think it's the right thing doesn't necessarily make it the right thing, right?
Right. And there's ways you can, like, I had a conversation with someone just last night who lives in Switzerland, who doesn't like guns, anything. And I explained and explained the conversation about why we use firearms to protect ourselves here. And then I showed her how many people in Switzerland actually have guns. It's a pretty high rate. So of law-abiding gun owners. So, you know, if you can have a realistic, decent conversation with someone, you might be able to meet somewhere in the middle and at least get them to understand your side. But if you're just a freak about it, it's not going to work. Or if you know that someone is a total hardcore, never going to flip to your side, don't even waste your time. Or talk to the truth so that other people watching the conversation will see it. Because a lot of times when you're arguing with idiots, is what I call it, that you're not going to change the idiot's mind, but you might change someone else's mind who's watching, who doesn't know the facts that you're saying,
well,
and only heard maybe one side before.
Yeah, I got on it with somebody last week, and I said, look, here's the deal. You know, you've got, what's that, the Walk Away, Me Too, whatever it's called movement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And for those people say, you know, don't waste your time with a liberal, that it's wrong. It's a wrong attitude to have, because
mm-hmm.
the reality is that movement would not have started. Right? I mean, in essence.
Right.
So I really get a kick out of this. I really get a kick out of people that don't want to take the time to try to, and you don't pound it into them. You're speaking it to them based on what you know to be true, what you've seen work, right?
Well, and that's the thing. Like, sometimes it's just a matter of asking a question. And, you know, you can keep asking questions and have an actual decent conversation. It's kind of rare, but it does happen. Depends on who it is.
You think that's why they're so afraid of actually having an open conversation? They're afraid that,
oh my God,
you
yeah.
might say something.
Absolutely.
Just, yeah.
Well, they don't. Some of them don't want the truth to be told. Others don't know what the truth is. So there's a couple different, you know, things. You know, the politicians, not all of them, but most of them know what the truth is. They're intentionally lying in order to keep their voters dumbed down. But some regular people don't know the truth because they're being told lies spewed over and over again by the media, by their beloved Democrat politicians. And that's just the way it is. When you can prove something's not true, that gets people going. And you've got to be able to prove it.
Let me tell you what the way it is. The way it is we're out of time. So you need to tell people where to find you.
New Hampshire Political Buzz, GraniteRock.com, and Conservative IND on Twitter.
All right, you know where to find her, okay? So you don't have to wait a whole week to hear her again. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. We come back. Wall Street elites are raising the economic outlook. Say unemployment could hit the lowest rate since 1953. Impossible. I'm Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. We'll be back in a little bit.